to Surviving Me, the podcast where healing gets honest. I'm your host, Day, and today I'm bringing you into a deeply personal space, as I like to say all my solo episodes are. You know, my solo episode is a chance for y'all to get to know me more and come into my mind, my world, my personal, get all up in my business. But this one is for the mothers breaking cycles, the women raising boys while still healing their own wounds, and for every parent who ever asked, am I doing enough? Am I doing this right? Today's episode is called When Your Child Triggers the Child in You. And it's not about perfection, it's about intention. So let's talk about the moments we don't post, the ones where our kids trigger us, and where we're forced to face not just them, but ourselves. So there are moments when I catch myself thinking, why did that just piss me off so much? It's not even that he did anything wild. He's just being a two-year-old. You know, he's still learning, and I know that as a parent. But it's in those overreactions that I have to stop and ask myself, what is this really about? Like, you know, that's when I sit with myself and I say, you got to do better. Because the truth is, I don't want to be the reason my child has trauma just because I didn't heal mine or deal with mine. And sometimes it could be the littlest things that sets me off. I'm like, why are you so mad? He's only two. I literally hear my mom's voice in my head giving me a reality check like, he's only two. And honestly, I love her for that. These moments make me realize I'm not just reacting to him. I'm reacting to all the weight I've been carrying. Because when your plate's already full, one little thing can feel like too much. But that's not his fault, because he didn't ask to be here. And I say that all the time because I truly believe that a lot of the stuff adults deal with and that we put on the kids is not fair, because they didn't ask to be here. That's why I protect my peace now. That's why self-care isn't optional. It's essential for my mental and for my parenting, because my kid deserves the best version of me. I used to think my parenting wasn't shaped by anything I lacked growing up. I didn't have a two-parent household due to someone taking my dad up out of here before his chance, I feel like. But everything happens for a reason, I truly believe that. But because somebody did a senseless act, it left me without a father. But I never felt like I was missing anything, if I'm being honest. Because I had males who stepped up to the plate, fortunately for me. So I always kind of had those male figures. And then I got a lot of brothers. So like, yeah, I never felt like I was missing anything. I had a tribe. Men who stepped up, showed me, loved me, taught me how a man should treat me. But if I'm being real, my parenting is affected by how my family turned out. My family. Not the one I grew up with, but the one I chose to create. Because I don't like how that part of my story ended. That frustration, that sadness, it shows up sometimes. And how I parent. I might not always feel ashamed, but I do feel conflicted. Like I'm trying so hard to give him something better, but sometimes I'm fighting shadows I didn't even invite in. And that realization, it hurts. But it also, in a sense, frees me. Because now I see it. And when you know better, you do better. So I can do something different once I acknowledge, like, okay, this is what is happening. Like, I know that I'm dealing with this, but I realize every time that I deal with this, this is how I choose to parent my son, and it's not fair. So healing as a parent isn't pretty. First off, healing in general isn't pretty. But when you add on that extra layer of being a parent, it gets even messier. But what I'm learning is that healing the nervous system is the real work. It's about pausing before you snap. It's about not reacting from that first wave of emotions. It's about checking yourself, then choosing softness anyway. For me, that looks like taking a deep breath before I speak, letting a moment pass before I discipline, saying, give me a second, instead of yelling right away, being okay with saying I'm sorry to my child. because as parents, we don't always get it right. And sometimes we mess up because we're human and we're learning just like they're learning. Like, we all know this parenting stuff do not come with a handbook, and we're not going to always get it right, and that's okay. Sometimes I regulate my journaling. Y'all know I'm heavy on the journaling stuff. I believe in journaling so much. Y'all going to always hear me promoting journaling because it helps me and it may help you. Sometimes it's just locking the bathroom door for 5 minutes and remembering I'm still learning too. Because parenting isn't about never messing up. It's about how we recover when we do. So where am I at now? I slow down. I explain things to my son instead of just reacting. I give myself grace and I give him patience. Because he's watching everything, okay? These little gremlins and creatures or whatever you want to call it, these little bundles of joy, they watch everything that you do, okay? Even when you think they're not watching, they're watching. Even when you think they're not listening, they're listening. So, and I just want him to grow up believing that love isn't what you say, it's how you show up. And even though we've been through a lot, yes, my little warrior, me and him been through some emotions, okay? And I love him for that because it's been tough. It's been one hell of a year, okay? It's been one hell of a year. And even though we've been through a lot, I look at him and I see a happy, thriving, healthy little boy. And that's what I'm proud of. That even with everything I'm still working on, he's okay. And for that, I will always be grateful. I'm going to answer my reflection question. One of the questions is, what is something I had to survive within myself before I could fully show up in the world? And honestly, I would say it would have to be my anxiety and my shyness. Because now that I have a child, I have to be his voice. I can't let my fears be the reason he misses out on anything. So that is something I'm currently surviving while trying to fully show up in this world. And then, if this conversation were a chapter in my healing book, what would I call it? I would call it, Parenting is Hard, but You're Doing Okay. And I feel like that title speaks for itself. I don't even need to go into explanation because, yeah. I know I like to do a glow letter, so here it is. Dear Cycle Breakers, you are not failing because you get frustrated. You are not behind because you're still learning how to pause. And you are not a bad parent because sometimes your wounds speak louder than your words. You are rewriting what love looks like, not just for your child, but for the child you used to be as well. So breathe. Apologize when you need to, rest when you can, and remind yourself that healing and parenting can coexist, even on the messy days. As I like to say, sometimes I'm rocking motherhood and sometimes motherhood is rocking me, but both times we're rocking. So you don't have to do it perfectly, but you have to do it with love. If today's episode spoke to something in you, share with a mama, a sister, a friend, leave a review, tag @SurvivingMe_ on Instagram, and let me know how you are showing up differently. And if you're parenting through your own healing, you're not alone. Y'all know that. Welcome to the community. This space was made for you. No matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I'll see you next episode.
Battle the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving me, not losing sleep.